Mix 97 Quiddies, Best Variety, Scott Hellman and PDA. It is 7:48, Mix Morning Crew. Wednesday edition, it is Help Day. Dr. Julie Galthorpe is in studio, and we are talking about uncomplicating consent.
And it can be a very complicated thing, a voluntary activity to engage in sexual activity with each other. And this becomes a very convoluted kind of thing. And I think it's a topic that a lot of parents want to talk about, but it's very touchy.
Right. Well, you know, this topic came up for me after watching the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. So whatever side you're on and how this all turned out, I think most of us can agree that none of us want our children to be on either side of this discussion, either as an alleged perpetrator or as a sexual assault victim. So I started thinking about how can we help parents figure out an action plan to help our kids and teens be mindful about their behaviors during their interactions with others. And one way is to teach consent.
Yeah, and you know, some people get defensive on this topic. When it comes to consent, are we expecting people to like drop contracts before they engage in some kind of sexual activity or behavior?
Well, you know, I think that people who are getting upset may be just overcomplicating things. You know, no one got upset when the focus was all about teaching people, in that case it was girls, to say no. No one was upset about that. But when the emphasis has been on asking for permission, it seems to have become a complicated issue. And it's not. This does not need to be hard, especially if you start early in teaching consent.
Yeah.
So when it comes to what consent is,
yeah,
consent is permission for something to happen or an agreement to do something. Right. So that's not really difficult. But when it comes down to teaching it, that's where it becomes a little more challenging for parents.
And how do we teach it then?
Well, first of all, we have to stop making it so complicated. You know, consent can be taught as soon as your child learns to play and interact with others. So teaching consent is part of teaching appropriate human interaction. It does not need to be something that is so complicated that people get defensive about. Start with the premise that learning to ask for consent, so asking for permission, is just as important as learning to say no, because that's what we put all our emphasis in up till now, is teaching kids to say no. So by the time they're teens or young adults, they've got that down pat. But the part that's probably more important is learning to ask for permission.
It still seems complicated to me. And I guess my question is, well, what's a healthy relationship when you get all this kind of figured out?
Right. Well, you know, a healthy relationship, one that is equal, it requires consent, you know, meaning that both people agree to be part of the relationship. That's how simple it is.
Okay.
It also requires people to have empathy for other people and their experience, because picture relationships where there's no empathy, those are problematic. If there's no consent, no empathy, then the relationship is really toxic. So these principles apply when we teach kids what it means to be a good friend. So start when they're young. You know, it also applies when we teach kids that they do not have to be friends with someone who does not treat them equally or does not respect their boundaries. And then as parents, we have to model that consensual behavior so you can teach your kids to be polite without having to give kisses or hugs to adults when they don't want to.
Right, exactly. We'll talk a little bit more about this coming up in just a few moments with Dr. Julie Galthorpe.
7:50.